diet soda. 010. So I guess, you know.
This is Ben Aprokim. Between Psukim de Zimmer and Yishtabach is Ben Aprokim. But you want to put Yishtabach next to Psukim de Zimmer. And really, sure, you have to remember the Brocha Kornet to do the Brocha really is wonderful. It's only going to happen yesterday. I will need to know that Psukim de Zimmer, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Psukim de Zimmer itself. You could make the bracha ben aprokim. Al kaponim ben aprokim minech atalus v'yivorech. We call muskeinling and tefillin the mutal bracha lein ben aprokim. Thank you very much. The pracha hu barabim imu barabim is bias leishim l'italus v'tefillin. We explained that yesterday, and apparently that would be what you would do if you can't make a bracha. We explained why, because there's nothing wrong with not putting on talus v'tefillin. So why should you put it on and make a bracha later? So don't put it on. That would be true by Psukim de Zimra. It wouldn't be true in Brichas Kriya Shema. Now, the problem of the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you make a bracha on tzitzis, on talus and tefillin, bein aprokim of Psukim de Zimra. The whole point here is not to make the bracha between Psukim de Zimra and Yishtabach. Tzitzis, for dinyan and tefillin, same thing. Don't interrupt between the end of Psukim de Zimra and Yishtabach. Rather, interrupt in Yishtabach liyotzer. Kozeh udafkim lohayloi mikodem. You're not allowed to stam be matzik between Yishtabach and Yotzer, even though you could say to yourself, wait a second, why not? Like the blind spot when you're driving. Why can't I talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer? But you can't. I don't know why. They all quote the Gemara that it's an Aveira and Chayzah Me'orche HaMulchama. Like, that's a reason not to go to war. You did not vary. You talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer. But they don't say why not. So I saw, because Loilim is Sadr Adam Shvokhesh Alakadish Borchavach Kachis Palel. So you're not supposed to be Mafsik in that dynamic. Hakoponim, you're not supposed to stand be Mafsik. But here, you just got the talus. Okay, now. So that's the Vayin Lekamon Simen and Dalitz of Gimel that you're not supposed to stam be matzik between Yishtabach and Yetzirah. But here there's a reason. You got your talus, you have to put it on, you're going to make a bracha. Hagot, mihu. Hashlich tzibur mlohoy oloi talus tchila. Yisatei petzitzis kodem sheyaschul Yishtabach. Kidei sheyomur akadish miyad acha Yishtabach v'lo yavzik. By a person. So it's a question of being mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer, or between being mafsik between Psukim de Zimra and Yishtabach. So he's supposed to put Yishtabach and Psukim de Zimra together. But the Chazan has another imperative that we saw in Sif Aleph, that he's not supposed to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Kaddish. So he better should put on the tzitzis and make a bracha before Yishtabach, so that he shouldn't be matzik between Yishtabach and the Kaddish. The Gnayu L'tzibur L'hamtan Olav Ben Yishtabach L'Kaddish. Oh, that's the reason. Oh, V'gam HaKaddish Koyal Yishtabach. How can Yisatev take it B'talis for the B'tfilin V'yivorech? Okay. Ach lo hiviyu lo atalis adlacha shegomer Yishtabach kodim shomer HaKaddish? Yochel on the Yevsham Luvarek, like all Yamtinu. Hail the Yevsham Luvarek. Why is it better for him to put it on between Yishtabach and Kaddish than between, because he'll have to say Borchu right away. And once he says Borchu, he has started Brichas Kriyashma. Because Borchu is the beginning of Brichas Kriyashma. But he has no choice to put it on after Kaddish. No, that's another option. You can put it on after Kaddish. But that would also involve the tzibur waiting around once he's finished Kaddish before he says Baruch Hu. That you can't do either. But the Evid, it's okay, in other words, to put it on between Psukim de Zimra and Yishtabach. That's what the Chazan should do. A private individual better put it on
between Yishtabach and Yoytze. The Chazan doesn't have that option because he has to say Kaddish and then he has to say Baruch Hu.
That's what they do in the States. They have an Yoytze to start before Mashiach. He puts on after Shabbat. The Chazan puts on before Shabbat.
Right. That's the sin. Now, so again, to be matzik between Pesukim de Zimra and Yishtabach, you shouldn't do. In fact, an individual who's davening Pesukim de Zimra and finishes Pesukim de Zimra, we'll see, I think Mishnah Berurah will say it, no, not here, he says it in Hilchos Shabbos, should say Yishtabach right away. He should not wait for Yishtabach. So he should put on the talis after Yishtabach. The Chazan has a problem, so for the Chazan he should put it on between Pesukim de Zimra and Yishtabach, because b'dieved it's okay. B'dieved also, if he didn't have one and they brought it afterwards, he could put it on after Yishtabach before the Kaddish. He'll just do it, that's all. Or I imagine between the Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Once he says Baruch Hu, though, it's Ben Tzaperik, and he can't make a bracha then. What was your question?
My question is,
if the guy, if you go over to a chazan, say go to the.
And he says, "Am I ready?"
He says, "Yishtabach." So the question is, should he indeed not be used for a chazan?
Can someone else say Shabbat and continue with the Kaddish?
Yeah, why not? He's the shliach of the whole tzibur. So if anyone says the Yishtabach, he could say the Kaddish on that person's Yishtabach. Why, it doesn't have to be his Yishtabach. It's only on the tzibur's Yishtabach or any individual in the tzibur. If he said Yishtabach.
He said Yishtabach.
He's talking about it. He goes around a regular day. You don't do that lechatchila.
You have to do everything so that Zimra couldn't go to the Yishtabach.
Who says someone else? Like we're talking about, like practically what to do. So you look for someone else that doesn't. The Zimra is not going to give that as an aid. So you know, we're talking about the guy. So, but I imagine like someone else would say.
Who doesn't say Yishtabach?
Yeah, we do. I don't see why not.
We do have a precedent for people doing other people's kaddishim. Moshe says that you can switch Sheikh Tibor after Tachlin, say in the morning. Yeah. And that Kaddish Shalom after Valtzion really belongs to the Sheikh Tibor. So they're present for Kilo sharing the Kaddish.
The Kaddish is really on the Tzibor's Tukid de Zimra. The Tzibor's Yishtabach. It's not on his. We talked about that. That's what you'll do if you get a talis during Pirchas Kriyashma. You should put it on so that you should say Kriyashma with the talis, because you wouldn't make the bracha till later. But Pesukim de Zimra, you don't do that, we said, because it's not such an imperative to wear a talis during Pesukim de Zimra. Okay. The chayne main minyan of Eisak Nessus. See, this is what you should do. Yamtan Ashliach Tzibur and Yishtabach. The Yishtak Ashiyobu Minyan. The Yomi Yishtabach the Kaddish. That's what you should do. You should wait. Yeah. No, that's better to do. Just everybody says Yishtabach because they don't think they're going to be the Chazan. Well, they think it's going to save them from being the Chazan. No, you see in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to pick the Shliach Tzibur before. Because the Shliach Tzibur should not say Yishtabach. Chayin on Shabbos, I'm going to the Zimra, Chayin on Shliach Tzibur, Yom Yishtabach Miyad. The Yishtok, Pirish Lo Yatsik, the Dibur, the Yuchel Amtin, if even a Chatsi Shoh in Yishtabach. But Filu Shoh, Machmas Reinas, could they live more Kulo, Ein Tzorek Lachsul L'Rosh. Right, that's Pesukim de Zimra. Do you see in the Mishnah Berurah to take you a half hour to say Pesukim de Zimra? No, not really. He says you can even wait a half hour, and even if you were Shayim Machmas Reinas, they'd be more cool, but that could be 10 minutes. Okay. had a guy by the Musikimen in Muncie. So we gave 20 minutes from the beginning of Sukkot Zimra until the notes. They used to complain that it's much too little time. And I agreed with him, but I said there's no eights. You can't put on the towels that much earlier. Then I found the Esoteric calendar. Well, thank you. It's like 20 minutes. Maybe this is what he's saying. Yeah, that's because of no minion. Right. But everybody said Yishtabach already. And then a minion came. So you should say three psukim and then kaddish. That's strange. I mean, it's like by mincha. It's like by ashrei by mincha. I mean, it's the same thing. Because of the three psukim, and the kaddish has to go on something, so it'll go on three psukim. So klar, if there was no minyan and you said yishtabach, so you should say three psukim before kaddish. And he allows you to wait a long time before saying Yishtabach. But that's the chazan. So if a guy knows he's the chazan, if you go to someone, so if a guy knows he's the chazan, he should not say Yishtabach, even if it means waiting a long time. Because he's finished already. You chapped him before you said Yishtabach. Let's say on Shabbos. You chapped him before you said Yishtabach. He's up to Nishmas, and it's only 8:15. And he's masking to Davin. So he should... Alright, he could wait at Nishmas. But he could also finish Pukkah Nezimra and wait with Yishtabach. And that's what he should do. Because he has the responsibility of putting Yishtabach together with Kaddish. That's the Chatchim. He said Yishtabach already, so you have a problem.
Come on, Shabbos. It's a real problem.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. I've seen people go over into stuff from Kaddish. That's not really right. There was a minion, but it's not really right. Unless he assumes that, in other words, if he gives a clock and the oilam says Yishtabach, then he could say Kaddish, and he said Yishtabach already. There's no reason to. But you're not going to designate anyone to say the Yishtabach out loud. No reason for that. As long as his Kaddish is tzomud in some way to the Tzibur's Yishtabach, that's good enough. So his Kaddish will be there. And that's, wait, and what's more important, that he gets a talis? That's more important than the Pesuk of the Zimra being tzomud to the Yishtabach. It's more important for his Kaddish to be tzomud to the Yishtabach than for the Yishtabach to be tzomud to the Pesuk in the Zimra. And therefore he should better make a bracha on the talis before Yishtabach. And for a private individual, they should make a bracha after Yishtabach, because there's no reason why not. It's just a question of being mafsik between Yishtabach and Yitzharor. So that's just like, so for any Dvar Mitzvah you could, Kosh came from putting on a talis. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with Hashem with the requirements of a chazan.